Our scripture for today is Job 2:11. When Job's three friends, Ephah the Temerite, Bildad the Shuhite, and Zophar the Naamathite, heard about all his troubles that would come upon him, they set out from their homes and met together by agreement to go and sympathize with him and comfort him.
Father, keep me from well-meaning friends who do not have my best interest at heart. Lord, also help me not to wallow in self-pity. I can only overcome hardships through your grace and strength. I will seek your counsel, not the comfort and sympathy from all those around me. Amen.
Think about it today. Even well-meaning friends don't always have your best interest at heart.
Today's action. As you seek to comfort those around you who are hurting, do so as Jesus would, to glorify God in every situation. And remember, man's highest good may come from his deepest suffering. Today's treasure is found in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 10, verse 19. Woe is me for my hurt. My wound is severe, but I say truly, this is an infirmity and I must bear it.
Have you ever just had that why me feeling? There are some mornings when I get up and I start to have a cup of coffee and I watch the news and I look at the world and I just think, Lord, take me home. And then the Lord reminds me I have work. I have to sympathize with those and comfort them. That's what we're here for, friends. We're not here to find judgment. That's the Holy Spirit's. We're here to tell them the gospel, tell them of their sins, and whether they want to listen or not. That's the Holy Spirit's job, to convict. We just spread the word. Think about your well-meaning friends. Think about how many times they've come around and not necessarily to encourage you, but our Lord and Savior will always.